Pictures: Massive rescue effort as Western Europe floods, death toll now over 100. By Breitbart, London, on July 16, 2021. Berlin, AP: At least 100 people have died in devastating floods across parts of Western Germany and Belgium, officials said Friday, as rescue operations and the search for hundreds still unaccounted for continued. Authorities in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate said 50 people had died there, including at least 9 residents of an assisted living facility for people with disabilities. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia, state officials put the death toll at 43, but warned that the figure could rise further. Rescuers were rushing Friday to help people trapped in their homes in the town of Erftstadt, southwest of Cologne. Regional authorities said several people had died after their houses collapsed due to subsidence, and aerial pictures showed what appeared to be a massive sinkhole. "We managed to get 50 people out of their houses last night," said Frank Rock, the head of the county administration. "We know of 15 people who still need to be rescued." Speaking to German broadcaster NTV, Rock said that authorities had no precise number yet for how many had died. "One has to assume that under the circumstances some people didn't manage to escape," he said. Authorities said late Thursday that about 1,300 people in Germany were still listed missing, but cautioned that the high figure could be due to duplication of data and difficulties reaching people because of disrupted roads and phone connections. In a provisional tally, the Belgian death toll rose to 12, with 5 people still missing, local authorities and media report early Friday. The flash floods this week followed days of heavy rainfall which turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse across the region. Chancellor Angela Merkel and U.S. President Joe Biden expressed their sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday. The longtime German leader, who was on a farewell trip to Washington, said she feared that the full extent of this tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. The governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, Armin Laschet, has called an emergency cabinet meeting Friday. The 60-year-old's handling of the flood disaster is widely seen as a test for his ambitions to succeed Merkel as chancellor in Germany's national election on September 26. Officials have warned such disasters could become more common due to climate change. Malu Dreyer, the governor of neighboring Rhineland-Palatinate state, said the disaster showed the need to speed up efforts to curb global warming. "We've experienced droughts, heavy rain and flooding events several years in a row, including in our state," she told the Funke Media Group. "Climate change isn't abstract anymore. We are experiencing it up close and painfully." She accused the Laschet and Merkel center-right Union bloc of hindering efforts to achieve greater greenhouse gas reductions in Germany, Europe's biggest economy and a major emitter of planet-warming gases. Thousands of people remain homeless after their houses were destroyed or deemed at risk by authorities, including several villages around the Steinbach Reservoir that experts say could collapse under the weight of the floods. The German army has deployed 900 soldiers to help with the rescue and clear-up efforts. Across the border in Belgium, most of the drowned were found around Liège, where the rains hit hardest. Skies were largely overcast in eastern Belgium, with hopes rising that the worst of the calamity was over. In the southern Dutch province of Limburg, troops piled sandbags to strengthen a 1.1-kilometer (0.7 miles) stretch of dike along the Maas River, and police helped evacuate some low-lying neighborhoods. Caretaker Prime Minister Mark Rutte said Thursday night that the government was officially declaring flood-hit regions a disaster area, meaning businesses and residents are eligible for compensation for damage. Dutch King Willem-Alexander visited the region Thursday night and called the scenes heartbreaking. Meanwhile, sustained rainfall in Switzerland has caused several rivers and lakes to break their banks. Public broadcaster SRF reported that a flash flood swept away cars, flooded basements and destroyed small bridges in the northern villages of Schleitheim-Wanfegingen late Thursday.